AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Former President Trump leaving his Bedminster, New Jersey estate today for a flight to Washington, D.C., where he's due in court at 4 p.m. The former president will be arraigned on four felony counts stemming from his alleged efforts to change the results of the 2020 election. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says Trump will likely plead guilty and then be allowed to leave.
In most situations where a defendant has now picked up a third case, even though it's not for alleged criminal activity that occurred while he was out on conditions of release, there would be a detention hearing.
Trump is also charged in a New York hush money case and a classified documents case in Florida. A grand jury in Georgia may also indict him for post-election activities there. A stabbing attack in South Korea. Here's our Karen Chamas.
The attack took place in a crowded district in the city of Seongnam. South Korea's National Police Agency described the attack as virtually an act of terrorism.
Gas prices will likely stay high this summer now that Saudi Arabia has announced that it's staying with its reduced production. The price for a barrel of oil is around $81, reports our Shelley Adler.
Which has pushed gas prices up over 20 cents in the last week to an average of $3.80 a gallon.
Mortgage rates rose again this week. A 30-year fixed loan ticked up to 6.9%. That's nearly a tenth higher from last week. Freddie Mercury fans will soon have a chance to purchase his beloved Yamaha Baby Grand piano for somewhere between $2 to $3.5 million. The piano, drafts of songs and personal items, have sat for 30 years undisturbed since the Queen frontman's death in 1991. This is AP News. The horror of the school massacre at Florida's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018 is being replayed for a jury.
Ballistics experts will fire up to 139 shots inside Parkland, Florida's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School on Friday. The shooting reenactment is part of a lawsuit families of the victims and those wounded have filed against the armed guard at the school on the day of the shooting and his employer, the Broward Sheriff's Office. Deputy Scott Peterson said he didn't hear all the shots on the day of the attack and couldn't pinpoint where they were coming from because of echoes. The families and survivors claim that Peterson backed away from the high school building's door out of cowardice. Peterson was acquitted in June of felony child neglect and other criminal charges. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.